As a result, Hill continued, a wave of ideas began to flash into the student's mind. He wrote down 40 of them, the first of which was, rewrite the Law of Success philosophy in a brief form which can be presented in one volume at a very low cost so it can be placed in the hands of hundreds of thousands of students who might otherwise never have the benefit of such a philosophy of success. Hill's Magic Ladder to Success, published in 1930, became that volume. This condensed classics edition further reduces the master's original work to its essentials, so that its full range of 17 principles are available to you in a single sitting. I have endeavored to preserve every core idea of the original, so that this work comes to you not only with brevity, but also without compromise. It is a working guide to Hill's broadest range of ideas. One of the benefits of the Magic Ladder to Success, and one of the elements I have preserved in this abridgment, is that Hill writes boldly on his theory of how to use sex energy as a force for creativity and success. In all of his books, Hill makes the sometimes enigmatic point that the sexual urge is, in fact, the sensation of life's creative force flowing through the individual, and that if this urge, while still being respected on its physical terms, can be channeled in the direction of achievement, it may result in works of excellence and even genius. In brief, this technique requires substituting another aim or desire for the object of one's sexual urge, and then allowing your creative energies to channel in that direction. Again, Hill does not mean stifling or denying physical sexuality. Not at all. In fact, he underscores the therapeutic value of sexual contact. But rather, Hill induces the reader to become a kind of alchemist who understands redirecting intimate forces for both mental and outer ends. Hill shrewdly notes that the motive of sexual expression is perhaps the strongest of all motives, since sexuality is the impulse of life replicating itself. He observes that some people have arrived at great inventions, accomplishments, or business successes with the covert intention, unknown perhaps even to themselves, of wooing or pleasing a partner. This brief volume provides sufficient instruction so that you can experiment with these principles on your own. The Magic Ladder to Success in this condensation is probably the briefest but also the most complete digest of Hill's full range of ideas. It is a wonderful entry point for newcomers and a refresher for veterans. It also provides a sense of the broadness of Hill's overall vision. May this book ignite some of your highest efforts and ideas. Mitch Horowitz. Introduction. How to Read This Book for Profit. For almost a quarter century, I have been writing this book. The task could not have been completed in less time for several reasons, not the least of which is that I had to inform myself, through years of research, what others had discovered in connection with the causes of failure and success. Another important reason why my labors have covered nearly a quarter of a century is that I felt it necessary to prove that I could make the Law of Success philosophy work for myself before offering it to others. I was born in the mountains of the South, in the midst of poverty and illiteracy. For three generations preceding me, my ancestors on both sides of the house were content to live in poverty and ignorance, and I would have followed in their footsteps had not my stepmother planted in my mind the seed of desire to whip poverty and illiteracy. From her, I got my first impression of the value of a definite major aim, and later that impression became so obviously essential as one of the factors of success that I gave it second place in the list of 17 principles outlined in this book. Except for her influence in planting the seed of ambition in my mind, I never would have written A Philosophy of Success. As you read this book, you will observe, as thousands of others have, that ideas will begin to flash into your mind. Capture these ideas with the aid of a notebook and pencil, as they may lead you to the attainment of your coveted goal in life. Many students of this philosophy have created valuable inventions while reading The Law of Success.